So that sounds pretty good, John, volume wise. I think. Doesn't sound too loud for the rest of you, but we'll get there. Maybe I'll make it a little louder, but we're good. We are glad you're with us. I just want to mention briefly before we start worship, obviously we're delighted Sheila's with us this week and next week, so I already mentioned, you're ready. We got some prayer requests. For those of you that don't know, I got a call late last night. Suzanne was taken to the hospital about 9 o'clock last night. That's why I didn't call you. So we want to keep Suzanne in our prayers. At this point, I don't know anything more than what I just told you. She was taken by ambulance to McClaren. Just we want to make sure we keep them in prayer. Don't know the results. Louie at that point in time thought she had a stroke, but she was having massive tremors on her left side. But she was able to walk to the gurney. So besides that, you don't need all of the details. Just we want to keep Suzanne in our prayers and Louie. Other than that, there's a whole host of other prayers. We want to keep our dear friend Mary and Mary Bader in our prayers. She's doing well. Jackie, who is having some tests run. John's uncle Harold passed away this week, so we want to keep the Selvidge family in our prayers. But a multitude of prayer requests. There are many that are not with us, and part of that reason, Roxanne's not feeling good, so we want to keep her in prayer. I just want to mention to you so that as we worship today, we can really consider that. We're starting off our worship today singing out of the hymnals, number 568, it is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to His name. So, if you're able to stand and sit, sing with us as we celebrate together.
Everything's all set with Facebook and so on?
Yeah.
All right,
I'm just checking to make sure, because I don't want anybody sending rogue texts. But Monday, Veterans Day, please remember to give thanks for our veterans. We don't often do that, and I am amiss. I should have done a veteran song for today, but maybe Sheila can grab one for Veterans Day for us. Or she's threw me for a loop there. My country tis of thee, or anything veterans-wise, if you got something great. If not, well, I missed that. So I should have played one of our veteran songs, but we are grateful. I still remember the gift that my brother gave. He was in the 82nd Airborne Infantry Division, 20 years in the Army, so I'm grateful for the gift that he gave to us so that we can certainly have the country. But we want to honor our veterans, and like to do that, and I'll do that in our time of prayer. What else is next? Wednesday night, we're having breakfast. We, I think, got it all planned, so I think I just need to make sure Maria gets the key. She's got to do her potatoes and onions and peppers, and I'll try to remember to send her a text. But Wednesday night, we're going to look in the book of Micah, getting close to the end of it, but hey, we'll celebrate that. What's next? Poinsettias. Poinsettias. They've been, our information is there in your bulletin. Please order them. I believe they're coming the 29th. So they'll be here right before our first Advent of December 1st.
But the order needs to go in.
Yeah, the order needs to go in. So if you want poinsettias, generally, whatever we don't pick up, I will gather for the church so that we have enough here. But we want to make sure you have the opportunity for that. What's next? Giving tree, hanging in the greens. Sunday the 24th before Thanksgiving. And we'll do that together, and I'll be sad because I go back to work the 25th. So I'll be in mourning that day. But that's coming up, the 24th, so we'll get all of that giving tree. You want to mention anything? Okay, so we started the giving tree. The information's in the back. We've done some work ahead of time. Whatever you can do, hula hoops, pens, paper, pencils, all of it's back there. We're working with Enrich Christian Homeschool, so we want to bless them. But they're actually a group, and one of the things we heard was is if you have like pizza coupons or gift cards for pizza, they actually bless families who cannot afford meals at certain times. So they will use those to provide them food. So it's not just a co-op of homeschools, but it's things to keep them going and keep the blessings. And it's Christian co-op. That's, for me, a huge key, because these kids are getting enriched with Christian principles. And so it's quite a blessing. But if you can help with that, that's great. What's next? Bethany Church of God website is all there. So we're going to celebrate that. Am I missing any, Beth? Donuts and everything, food pantries in the back. So God is good, isn't he? All the time. We're going to sing a couple of favorites, A Child of God at Calvary, and then our preparation song for prayer is Be Still and Know. In all my infinite wisdom, I didn't realize I got on in some keys to where Sheila can just transition easy. So hopefully I can do that next week as well, but I doubt it. But we'll see. But God's good, and we'll celebrate. I Am a Child of God, 567, and we'll go into at Calvary and be still in preparation for prayer. So stand, sit, wherever you're comfortable, let's worship the Lord together. Lord.